Hi, I'm Ella Shawn, reluctant romance writer and host of Enchanted Beast Podcast. Welcome to the Enchanted Forest. In this episode, Ella discusses the importance of staying strong in the face of weakness. Wednesday Wisdom, your strength is a natural repellent against weak men. And now, here's your host. Enchanted Wednesday, my enchanted beast. How are you guys doing? It's hump day, and you know what that means. It's time for Wednesday Wisdom. Today, I want to talk about a woman's strength and how we need to make sure we're using it to repel the weak men who, for some reason, tend to gravitate towards us. Okay, we are diving in. What does it mean to be a strong woman? I hear and see so many references to this idea, this concept of being a strong, independent woman, right? I don't need a man to handle anything for me. I'm a strong woman. I can do it all by myself. I have seen so many Pinterest posts. I'm an unapologetically woman. I'm fierce in my control. Like all of these statements, right? What does it mean to be a strong woman? Does it mean that you don't apologize for being who you are? Right? Does it mean that you're comfortable in your own skin? That regardless of what others think, you're going to do what's best for you, even when the masses don't agree? Does it mean that you honor your feelings, your space, your time, right? You protect your sense of self-worth, protect your heart, the integrity of your mind, your convictions. Does being a strong woman mean that you know yourself, you love and respect yourself, and you honor and protect those things that make you who you are? Is that what it means to be a strong woman? I don't know. Every time I think about a statement, I hear it so much, it's almost become hackneyed, right? Overused and overindulged and lacks any real specific meaning. I'm strong. I'm strong in my convictions. I'm strong in my pursuits. And okay, but what does that really mean? And strong women, and like I'm a strong woman, that could mean 51 different things to 51 different people, right? So I wanted to explore not the concept of being a strong woman, because every woman, hell, every person is strong in some way, shape, or form. Everyone is strong in some way. But what is a woman's strength? Right? What gives a woman strength? My daughter is completing a portfolio for her college application, and she had to create a 3D model of something that represents the human spirit. And it has to be something that can be a gift for either someone now, someone in the past, or someone in the future. And so as she was processing all of this, she said, you know, we're Southern women, so I really want to play around with the idea of steel magnolias. And I thought, hell yeah, because that's exactly what we are, steel magnolias. And, you know, just having her, she's only 18, just having her think about that, you know, think about a woman's strength as steel magnolias. I was like, wow, that's pretty good. I like that. So what is the meaning behind this concept of steel magnolias? Well, magnolia is definitely a southern flower, right? And the idea is that a southern woman, a real southern woman, is traditionally feminine, but with a steel rod of fortitude that cannot be matched, right? A steel rod of fortitude. Yes, I'll be soft and I'll be a woman and I'll be dainty and I'll be feminine. However, don't come for me and mine. That's the steel magnolia. It's that southern charm of the southern lady, fortified by a backbone of steel. So what gives a woman her strength? What is it? Now, this question is as wide open as what is a strong woman, right? But a woman's strength, those are like the attributes of a woman, right? Those parts that build and create a woman's character. So I started to kind of look at those two words, strong and strength. For most people, they're interchangeable. But for me, the existential word pornographer and former English teacher, I know they're not interchangeable because they're different parts of speech. So I'm going to start with the word strong. Just bear with me. A little bit of grammar here. Strong is an adjective. Adjectives are used to describe or modify a noun. Okay? And by definition, the word strong means having power to move heavy weight or able to withstand great force or pressure, possessing skills to succeed. It can also mean having the ability to powerfully affect the mind, right? It can mean determined. But in and of itself, the word strong is an adjective. It is used to modify or describe a person, place, thing, or idea. And if you're confused about what the word modify means, it simply means to restrict a sense of the word down to one specific thing or to add to the sense of the word, to clarify so that you know exactly what's going on, right? And so, and of that word, it would be a noun. So an adjective is used to make a person focus in on the true sense of a noun or to add to, for clarification, the sense of a noun, right? So that's the modifier. And to describe is simply a detail of relevant characteristics of a noun, right? That's the description. You know, that's what describing do. So an adjective is either to modify or describe a noun. The word strong is an adjective. a strong woman. In that sentence, the noun is woman and the adjective is strong. At this point, the only thing we know about the woman is that she is strong. And how we interpret that strong is completely up to us. I'm a strong woman. That could mean I bench 250 pounds. I'm a strong woman. That could mean I'm able to withstand the pressures of, you know, being a stay-at-home mom, dealing with chronic illnesses while living this writer's life, right? I'm a strong woman. I can walk away from friendships that are toxic to me. I'm a strong woman. I'm not stopping until I get what I want. So just saying I'm a strong woman does not by any stretch of the imagination tell me that I am enough to repel weak men. Right? Because I just described myself as strong. The word strength is a noun. Person, place, thing, or idea, right? So the word strength is a noun. And it can mean physical power, emotional qualities necessary in dealing with difficulties, influence possessed by a person, how influential a person is, the intensity of feeling or belief, right? It's any attribute of a person. Strong and strength cannot be interchangeable because strong is an adjective while strength is a noun. So what does that tell us? Strong can modify any noun. Strong can describe any noun. That's a strong piece of furniture you got there. It's made out of some really great wood. Yeah, thanks. It's antique. That doesn't mean it's going to repel weak men from coming to sit on it, right? But strength, that's a noun. And it's the character attributes of a person. So what is a woman's strength? Why is it that being strong is not enough to repel weak men? Why is it that it requires our strength as women to repel these weak men, to stop them in their tracks before they even approach us, right? I'll tell you this. Okay. It is not the act of being strong, right? It's not that I am strong that gives me strength. That doesn't even make sense. It is my strengths that make me strong. It is not enough that I'm strong because that does not provide me with any attributes of strength. No, I have to be a woman of strength. And that is how I am strong. So, what constitutes strength in a woman? What constitutes strength in a woman? Well, that list is a cornucopia of variables. If I were listing my strengths, I would say, you probably hear my pages turning, right? If I'm looking at what my personal strengths are, I mean, and I really did sit down and kind of jot it down, my personal strengths, my personal attributes that make me a strong woman, right? What are those attributes? And I'm not going to share the whole list with you, but I'm going to share a few. Shoot. because how often do we get to toot our own horn? Toot, toot, right? So what are my strengths? What are the attributes that allow me to be a strong woman and repel weak-ass men? Well, number one, I'm definitely a leader. I kind of have this get it done attitude. And I'm a leader. When something needs to be done, I get it done. There's no other way. I'm an amazing communicator because I understand that communication is mostly listening and then a little bit of responding. I also understand that communication is more about what's not being said than what I'm hearing. And so that's a strength that makes me strong. I'm constantly in a state of self-reflection because I need to know what I did right for myself, what I did that didn't work out the way I thought it was going to work out, and how I can build on what did work out, right? So I'm always self-reflecting. For me, that's a strength. I am competitive. I'm competitive with everything. Eating, walking, playing a card game. Who says the word better? I'm serious. I am not just competitive. I am competitive. Petty. P-E-T-T-Y. I am C-O-M-P-E-T-T-Y-T-I-V-E. Competitive, because I am. I want to win. I want to be the best all the time. I'm a rule breaker. And for some, that may not be a strength, but for me, it is. Because I find that if I'm willing to break a rule, it's only because I know that the rule is arbitrary and it is designed to keep me from accomplishing what it is I need to accomplish. So yeah, I'll break a rule if I know it's going to be something, you know, to my benefit. I am inspirational. And I don't say that because, you know, I want to be inspirational. I'm inspirational because I know this because people have told me so, right? People have shared with me how I've inspired them. And it's not that I try to inspire them. It's just who I am as a person. Toot, toot. I did it. I'm optimistic. I always see the world, you know, through rose-colored glasses. And if you hand me, you know, a glass with just a sip of water in it, I'm not going to say, what the H? What am I supposed to do with this? I'm going to look at that glass with just a small sip in it and say, that's a lot of room for me to make whatever kind of drink I want. Thank you. Because that's how I see the world. Everything is an opportunity. Okay? What else? Okay, I'm arrogant. I won't lie. I am arrogant because why not? Right? I think it's only like a horrible thing to be arrogant when you can't back up what you're arrogant about. Like if I'm arrogant about my ability to run a 2.5 minute mile, that would be suicide. I can't even run a 15 minute mile or a 20 minute mile. I don't even think I can run a mile, to be honest with you. So that would be stupid, right? For me to be arrogant about that. But if I'm arrogant about my writing ability, yep, I am. I am arrogant about about what I do as a writer because I can back it up. I'm arrogant about what I have to say when I'm talking to my beast because I can back it up. I'm arrogant about who I am as a woman because, hell, I can back it up, right? So, yeah, I mean, so when I'm thinking about a woman's strength, you need to take out a piece of paper and make your list. What are your strengths? What are your attributes? What about you makes you strong, right? It's not enough to say I'm a strong woman if you don't know what your strengths are that make you such. It is not enough to say I'm a strong big woman, right? We all have to put our ethnicity in it. I'm a strong Black woman. I'm a strong white woman. I'm a strong Latino woman. I'm a strong Asian woman. I'm a strong Middle Eastern woman. Fine. Say it. But what makes you strong? What are your strengths? Because, ladies, it's the strength, right? It's your strengths that will repel these weak men. And for the record, let me throw this out here. I'm not talking about just weak men for relationships. I'm talking about weak men you will encounter on your job, weak men you will encounter in public, weak men who are in your family, weak men who go to your church or your mosque or your synagogue or your center. Weak men in general, we have to use strength to repel them. And saying that you're strong is not enough, right? So I've listed a butt ton of my attributes. I'm not lying. I think I have about 40 on this page so far. I think I'm just going to keep listing them, you know, as time goes on, as they pop into my head, because it feels kind of good to see what a great woman I am, right? But it's also very enlivening because I'm able to see where my strengths are, what they are. And now that I see them written down, I can figure out how to use them to my advantage. I can figure out how to use my strengths to build the life I want, right? So I asked myself, I said, I know grammatically the difference between strong and strength, but what's the difference between a strong woman and a woman of strength? Well, and this is just my interpretation. If you have a different interpretation, that's awesome sauce. Send it in a comment to me via my email. I put all of my information on the description, right? I want to know, what's the difference between a strong woman and a woman of strength? In fact, I'm going to tweet that out right now. Even though my podcast isn't live, I'm not ready to do that yet, to go live, but I'm tweeting this right now. What's the difference? Look, I can't type and talk at the same time. Between a strong woman and a woman of strength. And yeah, I'm just going to hit tune in to Enchanted Beast Podcast. But yeah, so that's kind of what, you know, I wanted to find out for myself. It's something I needed to think about because, in honesty, before I decided this was going to be Wednesday Wisdom, I really didn't even consider the fact that there was a difference at all. between being a strong woman and being a woman of strength. A woman of strength sounds more regal to me, so I felt like maybe that was a little hoity-toityer version of saying I'm a strong woman, right? But maybe that's not it. Maybe there is a huge difference. There would have to be. There are two different parts of speech, right? So after thinking about it and, you know, drawing up some Venn diagrams, I came to this decision. A strong woman is recognized by the actions she takes when it comes to directing and living her best life, right? Like strong women, they don't take into account the needs, desires, and hopes of others, right? If I'm a strong woman, I'm living my best life. I'm doing what's best for me, regardless of whether or not the masses agree that it's the right thing to do. As a strong woman, I am concerned with my happiness, my bottom line, my space, right? I'm protecting and preserving me. And that's not a bad thing, obviously, right? Because there is no good or bad. There just is. And as a strong woman, if that is my conviction to do what's best for me at all costs, if my happiness is worth everything, then I'm a strong woman because others can see me living my best life according to myself, not what others say is my best life, right? A strong woman is defined by her actions and how she interacts with other people. A woman of strength. Okay. A woman's strength, right? It's comprised of her attributes, of her character, that allows her to effectively interact with herself, right? The intrapersonal interaction and the interpersonal interaction and others. It aids her, right? My strengths aid me in creating a safe and sacred space where not only am I thriving to make the space and the surrounding space better for me, but I want it to be better for others. I want to inspire others to make the space better, right? I think that a woman's strength is what gives her the ability to connect people with each other, to build bonds, to build community. And it is my strength, right? All of my strengths that afford the opportunities to move forward. So a woman of strength is one who endeavors to create something more than she herself is, right? A woman of strength is one who seeks to inspire others to cultivate their own strengths. A woman of strength is one who has altruistic tendencies while knowing the importance of self-love and self-care, right? A woman of strength is a woman who knows that she belongs both to the world and to herself. And so the difference is, the world will look at a strong woman and proclaim her strong because of how they see her living. A woman should never have to proclaim that she is a strong woman, right? It is for the world to proclaim a woman's as strong based on her life, based on what she's done, based on what she's doing, based on who she's inspired, right? Based on what she's made better. It is for the world to proclaim that a woman is strong. It is for a woman to build and utilize her strengths to make the world better, to inspire others to make the world better. For me, right? And who am I? For me, that's the difference between being a strong woman and being a woman of strength. I endeavor to always be a woman of strength so that whatever I do, it lasts. It lasts beyond me, beyond my physical, all of that, right? So, I don't know. That's the difference for me. And I might be wrong, but I doubt it. And it's because I'm focusing now, not on being a strong woman. If you know people who are always like, I'm strong, I do this, that, don't listen to them. Those are usually very insecure people, people who are lacking and people who need to constantly remind themselves of their pseudo strength because they don't have any. Women of strength never have to proclaim it. We never have to say what our strengths are. Sometimes it's nice to write them down, though. Sometimes it's nice to be in kind company and share your strengths with each other. Because sometimes we forget what we're made of, right? And it's what we're made of, when we understand it, that will repel these weak men. How does this strength repel weak men? It's so easy. It's so easy. And we may not even understand how easy it is. But here it is. Law of attraction. Y'all have heard of it. It's not something new. Every faith system has its own version of it, right? The law of attraction. Whatever you focus your energy on, that's what you're going to attract into your life. So if you're focusing on positivity and sunshine and beauty, like that is legit your focus every day, then you're just going to attract more stuff to be positive about, right? More warmth, more sunshine, more beauty, right? If you're focusing on, I have no money to pay my bills, I can't even afford to pay attention. If that is your focus and that's where your energy is, then you're never going to have money to pay your bills. You're never going to gather enough attention to focus on what you need to be focusing on. You have to put your focus and your energy on what you want in your life. It's not even a secret. We create ourselves, we create our lives, we create our reality based on what we focus on, right? In the Bible, there's a scripture that says, a man is as he thinketh. Whatever you tell yourself you are, that's what you are, right? So if we're thinking about this idea of repelling weak men from our lives. Why weak men, Ella? I'm going to tell you why. And I usually try not to get political on my podcast, right? But look at what this country is dealing with right now. We have a weak ass man sitting in the White House right now. And you want to know who helped to put him in there? Women who don't know their strength. Women who trade their strength in for a big house and a big ring and a country club membership. Women who trade their strength in to go sit on pews and be told that a woman's place is, right? Again, I don't usually get political. I don't usually speak about religion in a negative context, but who put this weak man in the White House? Evangelical, well-to-do women helped to put this weak man in the White House. So why do we need to, garner our strength so that we can repel weak men and teach other women to do it? Well, you know his name. You know where he's sitting. Right? That's why we need to do that. That's why we need to understand our strength. That is why we need to know how to use our strength to repel weak men so that we can share this. We can inspire other women to find their strength and repel weak men. So how do we do it? Law of attraction. We want to focus on our own strength, right? What about us is strong? What attributes do we have that can be described as strong? And then how do I make them stronger? How do I build up my get it done attitude? What can I do to become an even more effective communicator? How much is too much self-reflection, right? How can I not only be competitive, but make sure that I win when I compete? If I'm breaking rules, how can I go beyond being a rule breaker to being a rule maker, right? If I'm optimistic, how can I turn my optimism into physical success? If I'm arrogant, how do I take my arrogance and elevate it so that I'm inspirational? We need to focus on our strength. We need to focus on what makes us strong. If we're putting our energy and our focus on our strengths, then what are we attracting? What type of people are we attracting? Right? We're going to attract what we focus on. And again, I'm not limiting this whole weak man situation to a relationship. Although there is nothing worse than being in a relationship with a weak man when you're a woman of strength. But again, there's nothing worse than being employed by a weak man when you're a woman of strength, by being in a friend group with weak men present when you're a woman of strength. There's nothing more aggravating than being in an organization with weak men when you are a woman of strength, because women of strength have a difficult time tolerating weakness, especially weakness in men. Right? I always would ask myself, What is it about a woman of strength that draws a weak man to her? I mean, when I was teaching, I just remember how stupid I thought the men I worked with were. Not all of them, but some of them were so stupid. And they were the ones who were being elevated and promoted in the education system. And I could not put my finger on how and why that was happening. And I would always, you know, have to remind myself, Ella, don't be rude to these people. Ella, don't say what it is you're thinking. And I would always remind myself that after I had already been rude and after I'd already said what I was thinking. But I did remind myself, ladies, I did afterwards. But all the weak men that I worked with somehow gravitated to me and they wanted to talk with me and they wanted to share their ideas with me and they wanted to talk about world issues with me. And they had nothing to say that interested me because you're weak. Whatever it is you're saying, it has no place in my life. And I was like, why? Why are these folk so drawn to me? Because I've always known that I am a woman of strength, right? I've always known that. So what is it? What are they looking for, right? Well, I've decided, you know, I came up with my own list. It might be biased. I'm pretty sure it is. But I'm also pretty sure that is accurate too, right? Why are weak men drawn to women of strength? There's a sexiness in a woman of strength. It's that confidence we have. We're confident. It's that arrogance, a little bit of arrogance. Just think about an arrogant man. You see an arrogant man and you know he can back up what he's arrogant about. It's something sexy about that arrogance, right? It's something inviting. It's like a magnet. It just pulls you in. Because strength is sexy. Perhaps weak men are attracted to what is lacking in them, right? Opposites attract. Maybe weak men flock to us women of strength because we have everything that they don't. You know, it's like, I know sometimes people eat like that argon cornstarch, right? And they're eating the starch because they have a mineral deficiency. So they're drawn to this box of cornstarch because there's a mineral deficiency in their body. And they don't really, a lot of them don't know that, right? Like when you're bloated, the very best thing to do is drink more water to get rid of the bloat. So perhaps weak men flock to women of strength because we have what they lack and they just want to be near it, want to rub up against it. Maybe, you know, hopefully it'll rub off on them. I don't know. That's the only reason I can come up with as to why the current president of the United States decided this would be a great move, right? I want to run the country. I want to run America because she is powerful and she is a woman of strength, right? She has everything that I have never had. And I want to say that, you know, I came for her and I conquered her. That's the only thing I can come up with that would make this weak man in the White House say, yeah, I'm going to run for president of the United States of America. Anyway, maybe they have mommy issues. Weak men find a woman of strength. Because now somebody's going to take care of me. This woman is strong. She's nurturing. She's compassionate. She's caring and giving and empathetic. She handles her business. She's not going to make me have to make a bunch of decisions. Oh, yeah, I need that. I need a mommy. I don't know. But can you imagine being a mother to a 40-year-old man when you're 40? Get out of here. Maybe the weak man doesn't want to take responsibility for himself, his actions, his decisions, his mess ups. So he's like, if I'm with a very strong woman who's, you know, a woman of strength, then she'll continue to allow me to play secondary, right? Because she doesn't trust my decision-making skills because I've already proven I'm going to mess it up. So I can just lay back in the cut and play secondary to her primary. I like that. And then I was like, well, maybe the weak man is really a natural submissive, right? As in dominant and submissive. Maybe the weak man is a natural submissive, but he doesn't really know how to explore that side of himself in a safe, sane, and consensual environment. So he just goes after a woman who's stronger and more dominating than he is because he doesn't understand what it is he really needs. Right? I don't know. And let me say this. I am by no means suggesting that us women of strength, that we're all dames in hiding. Right? I'm not even suggesting that at all. But I'm just trying to figure out why weak men are so drawn to us. And my last reason is not even a reason. It's just a why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't a weak man be drawn to a woman of strength? You'd have to be crazy not to be. Hell, I'm drawn to women of strength, not sexually or anything. And again, this isn't even about relationships. I'm drawn to other women of strength. Because like attracts like for us, right? And yeah, in some cases, I'm drawn to other women of strength because maybe one of their strengths is how calculative they are. Calculating, sitting, thinking, scrutinizing, figuring it all out, problem solving, making a plan, another plan, and a plan to back up that plan. Maybe that's a strength in another woman that I recognize that I lack. So yeah, maybe I'm going to go and befriend that woman because I want to get some of that strength, right? At the end of all of it, why is it so dangerous for a woman of strength to have to deal with a weak man? Why is that such a horrible thing? Well, let me be frank. When we talk about any of the social constructs of isms, right? The practice and belief in the superiority of whatever is before the ism. Race, sex, age, gender, right? Any of that stuff that comes before the ism. When we're talking about the social construct of isms, then we have to acknowledge that those who benefit from practicing whatever ism they practice, they're only able to do so because they're in a position of power and because they are in a position to control resources. So if there is a woman of strength who is somehow saddled with a weak man, we have to acknowledge that the man is in a position of power. He is in a position to control resources in most cases, right? And if a man is in a position of power and is able to control resources and he's weak, real quick, what's a weak man look like? More than likely, he's lazy. He blames everybody else for his situation. He's selfish. He has no initiative, takes no initiative, right? Passive aggressive behavior. I hate that. He doesn't listen. He can't communicate. He's not emotional. He can't express himself emotionally. He has no protective instinct, not even for himself, but certainly not for women. Or children, or cats, or dogs, or old people, right? He doesn't take action. He doesn't make any plans. Not for himself, not for his woman, not for the company, not for his kids, not for his friends, not for anybody. He doesn't make plans. He doesn't follow through. Now, that's a weak man. So if a woman of strength is forced to have a weak man in her space, either in a romantic relationship, a platonic relationship, a professional relationship, a social relationship, right? I mean, in any way, shape, or form, if this woman of strength is saddled with a weak man, and this man, primarily because of the social construct we live in, is ultimately going to be seen in a position of power and does have some control over the resources, then why is it horrible for this woman of strength to be saddled with this weak man? Because of gravity. Gravity. A weak man is heavy. That's dead weight. And I don't care how many strengths a woman of strength has. I don't care how strong she is. She is not going to be strong enough. Okay? The woman of strength is not going to be strong enough to pull that dead weight of a weak man up so that he can become a man of strength, right? She can't do it. So because of gravity, what's going to happen is this weak man will more than likely drag this woman of strength down with him. And we can't have that. Look at what the weak man in the White House is doing to our country. She no longer holds a place of reference and awe in the eyes of the world. People are laughing at her. People have lost respect for her. People do not necessarily revere her anymore because a weak man has latched himself on to this country's skirt tails. And dead weight will ultimately pull it down. There's no difference in what the weak man in the White House is doing to this country and what weak men in your life will do to you. So we have to repel weak men at all costs and encourage our women to find, identify, and build their strength so that, you know, she doesn't have to be victim to a weak man, his dead weight, and his unearned power. Well, again, I'm not usually political, but whatever. That was it. That was all. Until next time, I'll catch y'all on Freaky Friday. I have no idea what I'm going to be talking about, but I feel in my spirit something is going to be extremely saucy. So until next time, thank you so much for joining me in my enchanted forest. I hope this little bit of wisdom gets you over the hump and into Friday, and I'll be talking with you then. Be good. Bye-bye.
This has been Ella Shawn with Enchanted Beast Podcast. Thank you for joining, and remember to stay enchanted.